The Lord was drawing me. I had been reading the Bible for a year before I went to Germany, and I had been searching, you know, I've been in different religions, Scientology, and then Muslim, and then I was raised a Baptist, but I was, you know, I kind of knew in my life that something was wrong because I didn't have any peace. You know, I was always looking for something to do or somewhere to go, or, you know, and just, I had to go away to Germany, but that was great. At least I didn't die in my sins, but I went to Germany, and the reason why it was really funny how I got to go there, because I was in the Air Force. I was in the Air National Guard, and I had only been in not even a year, and I wanted to go active army because, you know, the way my life went, the way I was, it was financial situations, and then the way my character was, I was like a little brat, you know, spoiled, and if I didn't get my way, you know, I was kind of upset, and I was working for the government. I was working in Andrews Air Force Base, and I had a nice job, making good money. I was blowing it, you know, and all kinds of stuff. You know, I was just young. I was about 17, 18 years old, and my life was just really messed up, and so I went AWOL. So to speak, it was AWOL because I never did pull drills for 5 months, and I went down to Virginia, and I kind of laid back, you know, with my family and stuff. And during that time, you know, I didn't get a job and I wasn't doing anything. I was selling pot and stuff, and I just said, you know, well, I got to do something. So I said, well, I'm going to go active army. I'm going to go to Germany. So I went in, and I said, well, I want to take electronics, and I always had this dream, I wanted to be an electrician, you know what I mean? I guess it was kind of ERA behind it too, you know, well, I can get one of those jobs and then, I can get one. So I went to the, Beckley, West Virginia, to the AFI station, and I got physical and all this stuff, took the test and everything, and I was just waiting, you know, and I ran into a problem. I couldn't get the job I wanted because I was prior service. So then this, here I am sitting in the office, you know, and my recruiter had lied and did everything to get me to sign up and get sworn in so I could get up there. So here I am, I'm stuck. I had already sworn in and everything. So the only job was open was food specialist, this fancy title, you know. All it was a cook, you know. So I had to take it.
Way to go, ERA.
So I took that job, but it was still God's grace because this guy, his office was next door to the place where you go for jobs, and he was Army Security Agency, ASA, you know. So he said, have you ever been in trouble? I said, no. And anybody in your family? I said, no. So he said, well, maybe we can do a security clearance on you. He said, we would get you stationed, you know, in Berlin. You know, it's 110 miles behind, you know, communist lines, all this kind of stuff. Sound real exciting to me, you know. So I said, oh, okay. So then they started doing paperwork for me. So I went to Germany, and I was there 2 months. And I can remember the day, July 4th, I met Joe. I won't tell you how we met, but it wasn't really, it wasn't anything real bad. But I was where I was supposed to be. I was on the men's side of the dorm.
The more trouble you get.
I know. I was on the men's side of the dorm. And anyway. So we met, and we met a second time, and it was just something. It was the Spirit of God drawing me because I just had to talk to Joe. There was some reason I just wanted to talk to him. I wasn't attracted to him physically or anything like that. I just wanted to talk to him. It was because he had the gospel, and it was the Lord drawing me. So he didn't lead me to the Lord personally, but I remember, you know, going back to my room and, you know, trying to just close out everything, getting high and listening to music and stuff. And then I remember, you know, just, the Lord just wouldn't let me alone, and I just knew what I needed to do. I knew I was going to hell. I had that much light, and so I just believed the truth, the gospel, that Jesus had died for me. And then from that time on, that next day, my life changed. You know, my friends, I was the one who was partying all the time and had the music blasting in the mess hall and everything, and I started bringing tapes. I started bringing Jack Vanippy and Hell and You Going Here. They hated me at work, you know. And it was just somehow the Lord just changed my life. And then me and Joe got married and been trying to live for the Lord, you know.
Amen.
And trying to learn His word and stuff. And so it's been 4 years now, and the Lord's teaching, and it's not always easy when, you know, after that joy, you know, subsides, you know, you just join in your salvation. Then, you know, after that, it's time to learn about who the Lord is and who you are, and just look at the Lord and just thank Him for what He is. Because when the Lord starts showing you who you are, it's not such a pretty picture. And so the Lord, just recently, He's been, you know, what's on my heart is is faith. The Lord's been dealing with us about faith, about just trusting Him. And we were up at school our last semester here. We were going through the book of Hebrews, and this one verse, it always stood out to me that chapter 11 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him."
Amen.
"For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." And the teacher we had, you know, he would dissect everything and get it all in outline and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, he really did this verse in. But to me, when I would read it, and when it said without faith, well, it's impossible to please God, when I started thinking about that, that I couldn't please the Lord without faith, you know. I mean, counting anything that I do, you know, whether I eat my food and bless it and in faith, trusting the Lord, you know. I know you missionaries down in Mexico, you know, you go to somebody's house and don't know what you're getting, you know. You got to, by faith, eat it and trust the Lord that He ain't going to get you sick, you know. I mean, just all the little things. All the little things, you know, that you have to trust the Lord for. If you don't, you know, then you're not pleasing the Lord no matter what you're doing, you know. And He just, it says that it's impossible to please Him. I mean, impossible, that word means impossible, you know. You just can't please the Lord, you know. And then the other proverb says, "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." And, you know, to me it's saying that I've got to come to God, and then and me coming to God is showing that I believe that He is, that He is God, and then that I need to seek Him. And when I thought about the word seek, some other verses popped up in my mind. I'm just going to read them real quick, and then I'll be done. But in Amos chapter 5, you don't have to turn there unless you know exactly what's at, get there quick. Okay. It says, chapter 5 verse 4 says, "Seek ye me and ye shall live."
Amen.
And then again, the same chapter verse 6, it says, "Seek the Lord and ye shall live." And verse 8 says, "Seek Him that maketh the seven stars," and it goes on, "in Orient and turneth the shadow of death," you know, talking about His creation. And then, what stuck out to me was that seeking the Lord, I really asked myself, how much time do I spend in the Word and really just seek the Lord, you know, not get in there and want to get a blessing and everything, but look in here and try to get a revelation of who God is, you know, so that I can learn to trust Him, or so that I can have this faith. Amen. In order to, you know, trust God. And another part of that verse that stuck out to me was that a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And I was thinking, rewarder, you know, what's going to be my reward? What am I going to get? And I was looking in the concordance and looking up the word reward and stuff, and Genesis 15 caught my eye, and as I read it, says, this is the Lord talking to Abraham. He said, "After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham." I put my name in there. "Fear not, Yoshiko. Amen. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great Amen. Reward. I am thy great reward." And that's going to be my reward for me seeking the Lord. Then I would have the fellowship, and I have everything I need. I mean, he's the one who gives you faith to believe in Him, and He's the one who gets, so my reward, you know, would be the Lord. And it's just been a, you know, the Lord just said to me that if you would just trust Me, you know, and that's what He's teaching us, you know, all these different things have happened, you know, we didn't get an apartment, Joe didn't get a job yet, all these things, you know, income is, you know, who can, the Lord has to come through, in other words, and it's really good to be able to trust the Lord. That's the best place to be, if you can trust Him. And if we can't trust Him now, we won't trust Him on the mission field.
That's right.
If we can't trust the Lord, you know, right here, we won't, when we get down to wherever we're going and there's no income and we want to go out, we're already rebels, you know, coming out of here. We don't want to go under an organization and we don't want to be with this group and this, you know, we just want to, the Lord's going to teach us, and we need your prayers as He teaches us. And it's not always happy when you're going through it, but you know that, I remember one time we wrote Brother Kincaid, and he wrote back, he said, "The trial of your faith is much more precious than gold," you know. That was encouraging to me, so. Just remember us in your prayers, and Amen. We'll be praying Amen. For you that your faith will fail.
Pray.